Some people would judge that I should be offended by more in a movie than I'm offended by, but it doesn't. I'm not offended by very much in a movie. But I'll tell you what I am offended by. It can be the most wonderful, wonderful movie going on, but boy, the director and the writer just have to get in the cuss word, Jesus Christ. And boy, that just cuts right through me. Just cuts right through me. And I often think in my mind, you know what, that writer doesn't even know why he's using that name. That actor has no idea why he's using it. They have no idea why that is their slang expression, why that is their profanity, why that is their cursing. They have no idea. They don't say, "Oh, Muhammad." They don't go, "Oh, Buddha." No, it's, "Oh, Jesus Christ." I wonder why the importance is. Well, let's take a look here. Christ Jesus, what Paul says here. Now, so that you get it down, Christ Jesus appears in 15 verses, and Jesus Christ appears in 17 verses in Romans. As we'll get through all of them. But Paul uses Christ Jesus when he's talking about his apostolic office. Talking about his apostolic office, being an apostle, after the preposition, Christ Jesus, in or for. He will use Christ Jesus, in or into. Now, what is he doing? He's talking about into Christ, unto Christ. We believe in Jesus Christ. You know, you'll find this in there. We believe in Jesus Christ for our salvation. 322, 326, such places. We are said to be in Christ. 8:1, 12:5. So the difference of we'll study them. All the different emphases of where Christ appears and Christ Jesus and then Jesus Christ. This emphasizes the deity of Christ. He is the anointed Savior. Then here we have the Savior anointed. This emphasizes his humanity. This emphasizes his deity. This emphasizes his deity first, and this emphasizes his humanity. So we're going to have fun in studying where each of these are used. I hope I didn't confuse you on the name. Jesus translation, a transliteration. It's not a translation. Jesus is a transliteration of Jesus. Transliteration from the Hebrew, Joshua, which means deliverer or savior. Christ is a transliteration of Christos. Christos comes from the, transliterate from the Hebrew, Mashkah, which means anointed or Messiah. The anointed. So we have the anointed Savior. This is, he is anointed to be the Savior. He is the only one anointed to be. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Not your name. You can't work for it. You can't do anything. He and he alone is our Savior. That's why faith in Christ alone, faith alone in Christ alone saves. Nothing else. He is the only one anointed. So somebody says, "Why are you Christians so dogmatic and about this man Jesus? What makes him so special?" He's the only, the simple answer, and I can give you a 5-hour answer, but the simple answer is, he's the only one anointed by God to be the Savior. Show me somebody else anointed by God to be the Savior. He's the one anointed. So if we're talking about, being saved, being in a relationship with God, then I want to know how God says we are, right? Now, if we're not talking about God, then you can go discuss something else. But the reason that Christians are so dead set on this man Jesus for salvation is because we're talking about being saved and have a relationship with God. So then how does God say it's done? God says it's done to the one I anointed, and the one I anointed is this man Jesus. He's the Savior. Let's close in a word of prayer. Dedicate the closing minutes this morning to anyone who may be here, ever accepted Jesus Christ as Savior by faith only and faith alone. Maybe you've worked for it, tried to earn it, or just blew it off and not important. Now you come to a point where it is important, your relationship with Christ. Relationship with God. I can have a relationship with God. Maybe you think you're too bad. Maybe you think you're this, that. Doesn't matter. You're not the issue. There's only one at issue, and that's Jesus Christ and what you think of Him. Believe on